Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. Bervin Sincere Watson will spend more than 5 years in prison after being sentenced for the robbery of a jewelry store in Georgetown. The 19-year-old faced charges of robbery and possession of an imitation firearm after an incident in November 2025 in which display cabinets were smashed and the store owner injured. According to evidence presented to the court, Mr. Watson entered Caribbean Jewelers carrying a hammer and what appeared to be a gun before targeting jewelry displays. The owner confronted him and sustained injuries during the encounter. A victim impact statement detailed the lasting emotional and financial effects of the robbery, including fear, anxiety, and losses to the business. Head of the Criminal Division of Grand Court, Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards KC, noted Watson's guilty plea, remorse and lack of relevant convictions, but also highlighted the seriousness of the offense and the trauma caused to the victim, as well as the impact of crime to the reputation of the Cayman Islands as a safe jurisdiction. Watson was ultimately sentenced to 67 months in prison, while the imitation firearm charge attracted a concurrent sentence of 44 months. In other court news, Jonathan Samuel Welcome has entered a not guilty plea to two firearm offenses, possessing an unlicensed firearm and possessing 5 rounds of matching ammunition. The charges arise from a police search warrant executed at a property on Bronze Road in Georgetown, where officers recovered a 9mm Luger pistol. Mr. Welcome's case has now been sent to the Grand Court with a case management scheduled for September ahead of a trial on the 2nd of November. He remains in custody until the matter is heard. The rape trial of Ricardo Joseph Robinson is nearing its conclusion in the Grand Court, with jurors now expected to begin deliberations as early as tomorrow. Mr. Robinson has pled not guilty to a charge of rape involving a woman with whom he was previously in a sexual relationship with. The complainant alleges that the relationship was nearing its end and that after a period of which she did not respond to Robinson's calls and messages, he arrived at her home unannounced and later raped her. Both parties agree that they were in a relationship and that the sexual encounter takes place. However, the central issue before the court is consent. The complainant alleges that the encounter was rape, while Mr. Robinson maintains the sexual activity was consensual. A jury of 7 began hearing the evidence in the case last week and today heard closing submissions from the Crown and the defense. Crown Counsel Emma Rance told jurors that there was sufficient evidence to determine which count they would accept and which they would not, and urged them to return a guilty verdict. Samson Law, representing the accused, argues that the prosecution failed to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt and asked the jury to acquit. The jury is expected to begin deliberations as early as tomorrow. In other local news, government summer school program was funded with a $1.05 million supplemental appropriation.
For the past 3 years, the Department of Education Services has delivered a summer school program designed to support students who require additional assistance in English and math. The program has evolved into a structured, evidence-informed intervention that combines targeted literacy and numeracy instruction, small group teaching, STEM enrichment activities, and transition support for students moving between key stages in their education.
While requesting the extra $1.05 million in Finance Committee, Education Minister the Honorable Ralston Anglin explained the money covered 2 budget items, primary education services and the public schools meals program. It also expanded the program to include up to 725 year 1 to 6 students.
So this, members, increases the reach from 2025, where 352 of the 399 students that were registered participated. So it more than doubles the participation, the expected participation.
The expanded summer program budget will include staffing, transportation, educational resources, program administration, excursions, operational costs, and the provision of school meals. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News.
I-69, equity investment for the Minister of Planning in the amount of $8 million via Section 12 of the PMFA for the Port Authority to support potential strategic land acquisitions in Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac and procurement of operational highway trucks and maritime work boats.
The Port Authority will not have to repay the government's latest funding boost after approving an $8 million equity investment in the most recent Finance Committee session.
If it was a loan applied to the Port Authority, naturally what would possibly happen is the Port Authority then try to increase their fees, which will have on a knock-on effect from a cost of living perspective.
Opposition MPs noted the authority is profitable and questioned why it needed a one-off injection from central government, but supported the equity format. Deputy Leader of the Opposition, the Honourable Kenneth Bryan.
If it was a loan applied to the Port Authority, naturally what would possibly happen is the Port Authority then try to increase their fees, which will have on a knock-on effect from a cost of living perspective.
In response, Committee Chair and Minister of Finance, the Honourable Ralston Anglin, said government wanted to help the authority tackle ageing equipment and future projects without pushing it to raise charges on port users.
The decision was made to make this be a one-off equity investment because we felt like the port needed that level of support. And we were also saying to them that given the current climate, we didn't want to see any new fees introduced.
He confirmed there is no loan agreement and described the $8 million as a pure equity injection. The PPM wants government to explain why CUC's latest base rate increase was allowed to go ahead this year, even when previous hikes were delayed to ease pressure on consumers. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
In a statement issued this afternoon, opposition leader, the Honourable Joey Hughes, says Caymanian families and businesses deserve clear answers on this year's CUC base rate increase. In the announcement, he points out that scheduled base rate hikes were deferred in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic and again in 2022 when households and businesses were struggling with rising inflation and fuel costs. Mr. Hughes notes those increases were not cancelled but temporarily deferred to give consumers short-term relief. The opposition leader says those precedents raise two key questions: whether a similar deferral was discussed or requested in 2026, and when government was told about the proposed increase, what it did to protect consumers. Mr. Hugh asserts, quote, "Caymanians therefore deserve clear answers to two straightforward questions," adding these are legitimate public policy questions, and insists the focus should remain on the families and businesses is now facing higher monthly electricity bills. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
What began as a routine mosquito control property inspection became a life-changing encounter when a mosquito research and control unit officer helped a resident having a medical emergency. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
While doing rounds conducting inspections, disease prevention officer Devontae Leslie noticed a resident, known as Miss Viv, was unwell and immediately stepped into action, calling 911 and staying by her side until paramedics arrived. Mr. Leslie says safety training at the MRCU definitely helped.
If you have that training, you could potentially save somebody's life because we are going into people's yards and they're at home and sometimes they could be home alone and they might not have the necessary help if something happens. So you being there and being trained, that could basically help and maybe save somebody's life. You don't know what could happen.
Ms. Viv believes the outcome could have been very different had Officer Leslie not arrived when he did.
He was talking with me and trying to get me water, and his assistant was tremendously beautiful, and the level of care is just out of this world. Had he not seen that or recognized that, maybe I wouldn't have been here.
In the days that followed, Mr. Leslie took the time to check on her well-being and ensure she was recovering. The MRCU says his actions, quote, reflect the values that guide the department's work every day.
I mean, in a situation like this, I think if someone needs help, help them. At the end of the day, I'm pretty sure if something happened to you, you would want some help. So it's always good to help your fellow person, you know, very small community, so it's good to help each other out.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Finally.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we want a lot of people, and we won.
It was exciting news for members of the Cayman Drama Society as Jack Townsend announced this year's Christmas production at the Cayman Drama Society. While we won't give away the game just yet as to the show, you're asked to pull your elf together and pop over to auditions tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Prospect Playhouse. For more information, email jacktownsend@hotmail.com. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.